Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
As most of you may know, Sarah Bareilles put on a concert on the Eureka Bayfront October 16th. It was an exuberant event, the feel-good day of the year, coming at a time when Eureka needs something to feel good about. I'm not a big pop music fan, and I could count on one, maybe two hands, the number of concerts I've been to in my life. But when I heard Sarah Bareilles was coming to give a concert, I jumped at the opportunity. Why? I don't know Sarah, but I do know some of her family, and I like them. Also, my niece taught drama at Eureka High School when Sarah was a student there. Problem. Tickets were limited, and when my wife went online to get two of them, they were sold out within an hour. Alas. But our daughter-in-law was out of the starting gate faster than a Tesla, and she was able to get two tickets. October 16th was a Sunday, so we went to church. At Christ Episcopal, Pastor Dan London mentioned Sarah Bareilles in his sermon. Next, I went surfing, even though it was Sharktober. So, totally amped, finally we jumped into the car, caravaned with our daughter-in-law, some friends, parents of the friends, parked at 7th Street, walked half a mile, and thought we were being cleverly early as we arrived at 1 for a concert that began at 2. Almost never have I turned up an hour early for anything. Not. The line was already half a mile long, and it was growing faster than Jack's beanstalk. We ended up standing in a serpentine queue that wound all the way around the Carson Mansion, County Library, back toward the old restaurant that used to be Casablanca and now is something like Humboldt Bay Bistro. I hate lines. I hate big crowds. But I persevered. When Sarah first appeared, she was taken aback and seemed a little nervous. Holy sh! And then an expletive that's not so holy. Later, she admitted that she swears when she gets nervous and apologized to the parents and the kids. What? You, a superstar? Nervous? I thought about it and came to the realization that it takes a lot of courage to host an outdoor concert after all the mishaps and shootings we've had at concerts of late. The madness of joining a crowd. Is it worth it? My conclusion? It was worth it. Sarah's bouncy repertoire of music was energetic, insightful, honest. Fire. Who doesn't need a bit more fire in their life? Love song. Again, the world needs a lot more love, especially in these days of incoherent political combat. When she sang some of the oldies but goodies like Natural Woman and The Dock of the Bay, it warmed my heart with memories from 40 and even 50 years ago. I've been humming and strumming those songs ever since. I think my favorite piece that Sarah sang, however, was Brave. If there's one trait that Americans are running out of lately, it's simple bravery. Today, more than ever, we need to face our world, our problems, and our very selves with courage. Thanks, Sarah, for helping us be a little braver. Dave Silverbrand described Sarah's concert in Eureka as well-deserved victory lap from the people who love you. I couldn't put it better. So, this has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.